To die for your sin, give you new
life. Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining us today. I am on this radio station, and I feel compelled to have a show here because I see a lot of fellow brothers and sisters in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, who are not experiencing the blessings that come along with the obedience of following our words, guidelines, and instructions, often misquoted as the law. The name of my website is Torah Life Ministries, and Torah is the first five books of the Bible. And it's the foundation of the teachings of Yeshua, the Messiah. And I see a lot of people teaching against this. And not only is the opposite of blessings curses, but there's a penalty that comes with disobedience. And Yeshua, our Messiah, the one they call Jesus, came to set us free from the death penalty, from the penalty of death that comes along with breaking these guidelines and instructions and purposely and willfully living a life against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So we're not keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator to be blessed. That's not why we do it. We do it because He told us to do it, because He warned us, and He wanted us to live this way. And in exchange, we get this great gift of blessings. We can never work to get salvation through our Messiah. The blessings are just a reward for us being obedient, and we're avoiding the curses. But the death of Messiah, His blood is what covers our salvation. So we're not working to be saved. We're not being obedient to be saved. We're being obedient to be righteous to His word and to heed His warning. So we do not suffer the consequences that the world suffers by not following His word, His guidelines, and instructions. So this is a really important message, and I think we need to seriously consider. If we consider ourselves a Christian, are we following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? And it's not legalism. It's only legalism if you take the Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, out of the equation. If I tell you I'm here following the guidelines and instructions of my Messiah because I want to be saved and Yeshua doesn't matter, yes, that's legalism. But if I'm here telling you I keep the guidelines and instructions and desire to keep them, not to be saved, but because I am saved, because I trust in Him more than I trust in me, because He gave me this guideline instruction of how to live my life and the way I should live my life. People just seem to be missing this. They're not having ears to hear. They've been taught so long within Christianity and in the church today that the law is done away with. And the law is a really poorly mistranslation word, because the law in the Bible is different than the law that Yeshua came to rebuke. Yeshua came to rebuke the instructions of the law of man. You know, the Bible talks about the Torah of Yahweh, the Torah of our Creator, the instructions and guidelines of our Creator, and they're two different things. Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, had a problem with the Pharisees that were adding and making a man-made law, making the yoke heavy, but Yeshua came and said, "My yoke is easy. You know, the commandments are not burdensome, and those who love me will keep my commandments, and they will stop desiring to do the commandments of man or the teachings of man." And if you consider yourself a Christian or a believer or a follower of the Bible, you understand that that's not written just by the average man in the street. These are inspired men that wrote this word that came straight from our Creator. And these instructions come from our Creator, and they're not to be done away with. So we need to get this understanding right, folks. And the scriptures are clear on this, that there are severe consequences for not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So, if you know, it goes over and over again in the Bible talking about blessings and curses. Blessings and curses. You know, if you desire to have salvation, accept Yeshua our Messiah. That's what the Bible says. There's no works that are required. You accept Him. You accept His blood. You accept Him for who He says He is, our Savior and no one else. But you know what, folks? If you truly mean that, your heart is going to be stirred up to repentance, to change and start living the way He said to live, to follow the way He said we should live. You know, a lot of There are scriptures that say that the original covenant, often translated as the Old Testament, was our schoolmaster to show us what sin is. Well, you know what? Yeshua is our Savior, and He should show us where our heart is. Because if our heart is right, we should desire to go and learn what sin is to avoid it. Hallelujah. So that's what we need. So I have my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, where I post these podcasts or these audios too, and I also post many videos to there as well. And I get a lot of comments from people about these things that I teach that I believe are scriptural, and other people do not believe they're scriptural based on the comments. The average Christian has been deceived. The average Christian is missing the point of many of the scriptures. And how can I say that? What gives me the authority to say that? The scriptures do. The Bible does. When Yeshua says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Well, how do you mistranslate when the Bible says, do not add or take away, but keep them, but do them? Well, you don't mistranslate it. What we get is we have a whole system of a man-made, watered-down Christianity telling people we could live our life any way we want because we have grace, or we have this Yeshua, so we no longer need to follow what our Creator is saying. So here's the first problem is you have to understand Yeshua is Yahweh. You know, the one they call Jesus is God. When you start separating that, then you start separating the instructions of our Creator from what we should be doing. No. Yeshua in the renewed covenant said the same thing that our Creator Yahweh said in the original covenant, that we need to be keeping the guidelines and instructions if we want to believe and be blessed and avoid the curses and so on. That's what we need to do. And here's another misunderstanding. The word Gentile, you are not a Gentile means heathen. It means a non-believer. It's often misquoted or misunderstood that it means non-Jewish. No, it means non-believer. It's not about Jewish versus non-Jewish. It's about Israel versus non-Israel. When you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as your Messiah, you now become Israel. You are now Israel. So we need to slow down and listen to what I just said. It's not about Gentiles versus Jewish people. It's about Yahweh's people, known as Israel, versus the heathens of the world. And you're in one camp or the other. So when you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as your Messiah, you are now Israel. So when the Bible says this law is for Israel, this instructions, these guidelines are for Israel, guess what? If you proclaim Yeshua as Messiah, they are for you. So I just want to read here some of the replies I get and answer them, because this is how the average Christian is thinking, and this is what the average Christian thinks. And it's not, I'm not coming down on you. I'm not saying that this is a bad, terrible thing, because many of us are deceived and we have a loving heart. I believe the majority of Christians out there going to the church today truly do love Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, with all their heart. But they've just been misguided. And they're being led astray by the enemy by doing evil, wicked works, which is called sin, according to the scripture. And I just want to make you aware of this. In James 4:17, it says to know good and not do it to him it is sin. Well, many people don't know what good is because they're not reading their Bibles. And they're listening to some stranger to tell them what their Bible is. I simply do not want to, I'm not here to persuade you. I simply want you to read your scriptures for yourself and unlearn all the stuff you've learned. And start from the beginning and see what it says and question and test everything. That's it. So I get a comment from somebody here. And this is just a great deal of three comments. And it gives you a great example of how somebody could take something I'm saying, which is the word of our Creator, the guideline instructions of our Creator, and transform it into watering down the commandments to just two commandments and calling me a legalistic. And it's not about me. It's about the word, folks. And I invite, challenge, ask any of you, come on my channel and put your comments below the videos. Every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time, I have a local show we can get on and discuss it live. You know, we could disagree righteously if that's where it ends up. You know, I'm not here to persuade you. I'm just here to show you what the scriptures have to say and how it's been mistranslated and misquoted by people today. So let's look at right here some of the comments that I've gotten, and here's three, and this just shows you how people are thinking out there today. Somebody says, the Old Testament was for Israel. It was a sign between Israel and God. And I've already explained it. Israel is anyone who accepts Yeshua as Messiah. That's it. So, you know, when the children came out of Egypt and they brought all the Egyptians with them, those Egyptians decided to become part of that community. They now became the Commonwealth of Israel. So, you know, so yes, the whole Bible is a sign between Israel and our wonderful Creator. But we're talking about the Commonwealth of Israel, of every believer out there. It was given to Israel, not the Christian. Well, these are a play on words here. Israel means believers, okay? Believers. It wasn't just given to a nation of non-believers, and there were a lot of heathens living in Israel. Israel, and we look at some people want to call it spiritual Israel. No, it's Israel. That's what the Bible says we are. We are Israel, and is not given to the Christian. Well, I would have to agree with you there, because the average Christian today is not following the Bible and is not a believer. They're following a watered down doctrine that just picks and chooses what they feel they want to do. And Christian today is not the same concept of what the Bible calls a follower of Yeshua. And that might upset some of you, but, study it out yourself. You are Israel if you consider yourself believing Yeshua. And so this person goes on to say, it was never meant to save. It was meant to atone with animals. 100%. That's why we need Yeshua Messiah. That's what he did. That he took it to the next level. He was our ultimate sacrifice. So, it was never meant to save us. The instructions of the sacrificial system was not about salvation. Yeshua is about salvation. But this person goes on to say, the food laws were for Israel, not the Gentile. The Gentiles were unclean. The Gentiles are still unclean, because the Gentiles are the non-believers. When you become a believer, that's a whole new story. And to say the food laws were for Israel and not for the Gentile, yeah, the food laws are for anyone who desires to be righteous according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and they were never changed. They were never done away with. It said throughout all your generations, this is what's an abomination, and this is what's clean, and this is what's unclean. This fellow goes on to use an example in this. He says, in Jewish law, when a guy is married and then he dies, the wife is free from the law of the husband. So was Israel when Jesus died. No, folks. The guidelines and instructions of our Creator are known as the Torah. The church misquotes them and uses the word law. There were the laws of men that were adding to the yoke. The laws of men, the Pharisees and the sages, that were adding to the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator Yahweh, who is Yeshua. And Yeshua came to rebuke those who were adding and taking away from the law. And you have a system of Judaism, which from the beginning of the time was adding to the law, and then, or adding to the word. And then you have the new system of Christianity, which from its beginning has been taking away from the word. But no, the word is set forth, and it says, this is what we're supposed to follow, and this is how we are supposed to live. This fellow goes on to quote, he also said that Yeshua said, what you eat does not defile you, and that Yeshua fulfilled the law. No, listen. There, you have to understand Scripture. That's in parentheses, by the way. It's not what you eat. It's not what comes in your body. It's what comes out of your heart. It is what's coming in your body. If our Creator calls something an abomination, guess what? It's an abomination. It's an abomination. His word is there, and it says what an abomination is. It's an abomination to eat pork. It's an abomination to defile the commandments. It's an abomination, and it's a sin to break the commandments and the guideline instructions of our Creator. You can't make excuses. Please, if you are a Christian, stop making excuses to live in sin. Please. Yeshua didn't die so we could be set free from following the guidelines and instructions of himself or of our commandment. No. Yeshua died, and part of that is so we would get right with the word. We would have salvation and be free from the penalty of death if we desired to be obedient to his guidelines and instructions. If we had a desire to start believing in him and following him. And then finally, this person in this quote says, he gives me a scripture, he says, heaven and earth will not pass till all will be fulfilled. So when Yeshua, he fulfilled his part, And now us Gentiles are clean through the word. And who was the word? Yeshua. Yeshua changed the law in Matthew 5. He also said that was out of the rest of Matthew 11 and 28 to 30. Listen, first of all, it's not all fulfilled. And we need to still keep the guideline instructions of our Creator. And in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, it says, come to me, all those laboring and be burdened, and I will give you rest. Bear my yoke upon you and learn from me, that I am tranquil and I am meek. And in my heart you will find tranquility in your souls, for my yoke is pleasant and my burden is light. Exactly. Yeshua says to keep the commandments of my Creator, the commandments of Yahweh. And it says in there, my commandments are not difficult. My commandments are not burdensome. It's the commandments of man and the heavy yoke of man that Yeshua came to do away with. It says in Jeremiah 6:16, so Yahweh, stand by the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they say, we will not walk in it. Even given the clear scripture, the people refuse to walk in it. And that's what the same people are doing today. So this is a great scripture in Matthew 11, 28 to 30 to say, Yeshua is saying, my yoke is pleasant and my burden is light. And in Jeremiah 6:16, that's a confirmation of the good way, to stand in the good ways and live in them. And the people refusing then, and the people refusing now, just as much, just the same way. And we need to take this serious. We need to stop looking at the ways of man. We need to stop looking at a Creator. So here's a second comment that I received from somebody to just show you the transgression of the Christian mind today and who I'm calling out to get right with this. And people will ask me if I'm a Christian, am I Jewish? Some people even go so far to ask me if I'm Muslim. And I say, I am a follower of the words of our Creator that are found in the Scriptures. And I believe Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as the Messiah and the only way to salvation. Okay? So here's a second comment I get. It says, as a believer and son of God by faith in Jesus, I have to say that this gentleman is wrong in his assessment of Christianity. We live by the Spirit, fulfilling the righteous requirements of the law. Listen, the righteous requirements of the law is doing the law. It's obeying our Creator. You can't say you're led by the Spirit if you purposely break what the Spirit's telling you to do. I will tell you this, and this is clear. The Ruach Kodesh Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will never lead somebody into sin, only out of it. And if you are living a life that goes against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, according to the Bible, that is what sin is. And you are listening to it, a spirit that is not of our Creator. So we need to not let the enemy deceive us. If you are living by the Spirit of righteousness, if you are living by the Ruach Kodesh Spirit, you will be obedient to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator's word with joy. And when you mess up, when you miss the mark, because of your willingness to do it, you have grace. But if you willfully and purposely make an excuse and live against that guideline and instructions, saying you no longer need to do it, well, the word is clear. There's no sacrifice for willful sinners. So this person goes on to say, we live by the word of God. It's not about law keeping. The word of God is law-keeping, folks. It's about keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but doing with the right attitude. Because he goes on to say, until your attitude goes beyond the Sadducees and the Phages who kept the guidelines and instructions. So you have a whole bunch of Jewish people today who are keeping the Torah and keeping the guidelines and instructions, but not with the attitude that Yeshua came to set as an example. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. And this person even brings it up in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Well, you know what? All this comes with the guideline instructions of our Creator, not against it. You can't have law versus grace. You have law with grace. It goes together. You are not being led by the Spirit if you are living in sin purposely. The Spirit is what takes us away from that and separates us. So we need to get that right. But I understand why people are saying this and thinking this, because that's what they're taught in the churches today. That's what is the problem, and that's why I have this show here. Is, you know, and this person goes on to say, It sounds to me like you're advocating a work-based faith. No, we're saved by Yeshua, the blood of Yeshua and Messiah, and only Messiah. So that's what we have to understand. But because we're saved, we need to do the work. There's no excuse for not doing the work. You know, you don't just sit back and say, "Well, I'm saved. I can live any way I want now. I don't have to listen to this to the tutor, to the schoolmaster." Now, I do believe there will come a time where the law will truly be on our hearts, and we won't need to hear these teachings because we'll know them. But right now, we're not in that age because the deception of the enemy, many people are being led astray to live in sin and not even know it. And they're missing out on the blessings of our Creator. Now, the third comment was, and this is what the average Christian believes of how the commandments have been watered down. So now this is going to, not that we don't need to keep the law. Now it's, well, we need to keep the law, but the law has been watered down to only two commandments. And this person replies, and it's just foolishness, these replies, when you think about what they're saying, but this is the reality of what's going on in the church today. So and I'm not knocking the word of our Creator. I'm knocking the teaching that the law is no longer valid today, or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are no longer valid today, when that's not what the Bible says. The Bible said they certainly are. So this person says that Christians are not Jewish to obey the Messianic laws. A Christian would have to become Jewish. No. First of all, there was only one tribe of Judah. There weren't, everyone who was Israel was not from the tribe of Judah. And, Christians are certainly not Jewish, but I could tell you that Christianity is a sect of Judaism, or is a sect of the words of that Yeshua was teaching. But so this person goes to say Christians are not Jewish. To obtain the Messianic laws, a Christian have to become Jewish. No, we are all Israel. Just like I said, the godly instructions were given to Israel. And if you proclaim Yeshua as Messiah, you are Israel. This person goes on to say, when Jesus said my commandments, he walked talking about his commandments. There's only two of them. Christians don't celebrate the Sabbath because Jesus rose on Sunday. It's why Christians go to church on Sunday. No, Christians are going to church on Sunday because Constantine, the Roman emperor in the 4th century, put people to death for following the words of our Creator, and he wanted to separate Christianity from Judaism. He wanted to deceive many of the Christians. That's why Christians are going to church on Sunday. It has nothing to do with the day our Messiah rose. If we're obedient to the Word, we'll go to church every day. You know, but no matter what day you decide to go to church, that doesn't change that the Sabbath is still the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is on Saturday. And then the person goes on to say, the Ten Commandments are summed up in two.
If we truly loved his guidelines and instructions, why wouldn't we want to follow the way he told us to live and what he told us to do? We would certainly want to follow that. So that's what we have to understand. And then finally, when this person says that we should love one another as he has loved us, he's loved us enough to give us the guidelines and instructions to follow. When Yeshua set us free from death row, he didn't say, you're free to go. No, he said, take this book with you. These are the guidelines and instructions of how to live your life. These are the guidelines and instructions of how to be blessed abundantly. And if you follow them, that's exactly what will happen. You will be safe. You will have shalom. You will live a good, long life, peace of shalom. But if you don't, you will live in fear. You will have troubles, and woe to you that decide to live against my guidelines and instructions. And today people fear man more than they fear our Creator. They fear the disease of man more than they fear the sins of Scripture, the things our Creator warns us against. And this has become a big problem, and this is where we need to repent and get right with His Word and get right with His guidelines and instructions if we truly want to live and really understand the whole message of the Bible. So we have to stop watering down the Scriptures. We need to start following the guidelines and instructions to the best of our ability. That's what we have to understand. It's not a book of perfection. It's a book of following things to the best of your ability. It's a willingness. Where is your willingness? Is your willingness to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Is your willingness to be thankful and to truly love God with all your heart and your soul? Or is your willingness to follow the man-made doctrines, the ways of this world, to follow things that appease the flesh, man-made flesh? Do you want to get right with man, or do you want to get right with our Creator? So, and scripture is clear on this. There's no black and white areas or gray areas of scripture. The scriptures are black and white. It's our thinking, our fleshly minds that keep us living in sin. And I will tell you that the guidelines and instructions and our Messiah isn't here to just take away the sins of this world. No, they're there to take away the sinful nature of our flesh. And if we're right with him, that will change. And when we do mess up, when we do miss the mark, we will have a repentful attitude, a repentful heart to change our ways and to start getting right with the word. And that's what we're called to do. And on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, I have hundreds and hundreds of videos of talking about these topics. And more people are getting it. So I'm excited to keep doing this. And I invite you to go to the website and check it out yourself. And also, I have a local fellowship, if you're listening in South Florida, that we meet every Saturday. If you want to come to a local fellowship at 3 p.m. in South Florida. And if you're listening to this anywhere else over the internet, again, you can join us Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. You can go to my website, thetorahlifeministries.org, and you can get the information there at the top of the screen. And I just pray that everyone that's listening to this today will have an open mind and an open heart and to seek righteousness and not continue. Look, if something feels good to your flesh, you need to question it. You need to test everything. We need, when we accept Yeshua Messiah and when we're saved, we should love the things he loves and hate the things he hates. He hates the abominable heart. He hates the person that loves the abominations of this world. He loves righteousness. And we need to be righteous. Righteous means getting right with the word of our Creator. And that is following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's found in all throughout the scripture, from Revelations all the way back to Genesis, and then forward from Genesis all the way to Revelations. We need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That's what we need to do. Need with a capital N. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. So question this, folks. Ask your pastors. See what they say and see how they start telling you that doesn't matter. That's done away with. Well, why don't you just bring your New Testament to the church and just throw away your Old Testament then, if that's the case. That's not the case, folks. Rip out the book that separates the old from the new. It's one book, not two. Praise Yahweh. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom. All right, everybody. That was today's message for my local Christian radio station. Thank you for listening to the word. If you put your comments and questions below the video, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen and share this with somebody you know that might need to hear it. And check out the other videos on my website. Until then, have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening. You can join us every morning on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, at 6 a.m. for live prayer. And we also have live fellowship Friday nights at 8 p.m. at Torah Life Ministries on YouTube. Thank you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
God who is able, strong deliverer.